Mayor, I know it's an exciting time right now because you had a big merger to take effect on July 1st. Now, I think, Mayor, some of us may have been confused by this because, you know, if we live in Raleigh or Durham, we just think that fire department is part of the city. But that wasn't the case, really, with Garner until the 1st of this month.
Well, thank you for doing your homework on that. The town has always worked side by side with Garner Fire and Rescue, but they were separate entities. We have completed the consolidation, the merger, and we think this will help them with some of their back office duties, like maintaining their buildings, their computers, their HR, finance. We think we can do some of the work in the background so they can do what only firefighters can do, which is fight fires and rescue people.
So they will become a city department just like the police department?
You should be doing this interview, Tony. You should have a good grasp of this.
You're too kind, Mayor. But what brought this about? Was this something that had been long discussed or something that had been in the planning stages for a while?
Well, again, absolutely. It has been at the front of our minds for over 8 years and finally worked out all the details because, like, two massive ships getting together to pull in the same direction. And it took a lot of detailed work, but we're real excited to see this happen. It just reminds us that any municipality's job number one is public safety. And we know the fire, we know the police. Sometimes we forget about our public works to keep the roads safe. They also are first responders as well. So this just brings a little more unity among all our major players in our public safety program.
So you'll keep all the same fire stations and all the same apparatus they had before?
Absolutely. In fact, it will almost be invisible to most of our residents. They'll see the big red trucks. They'll see the same people responding just as quickly. We just hope that we can help them with a little back office kind of stuff to make them even more accessible and more focused on their task.
I'm curious, Mayor, did their service area, did it match the town limits entirely?
Well, historically, almost 30-40% of their service area is outside of the town limits. They're supported also and will continue to be supported by Wake County. So our fire department serves the town limits and surrounding area.
Well, I know all the fire departments in Wake County, indeed, really throughout the Triangle, have a lot of mutual aid agreements, too. They cooperate with one another quite a bit.
Absolutely. There is overlap, and they never stop and say, well, that's on your side of the street, not mine. That we all pitch in with all our neighbors to provide world-class service.
Mayor, also, I know another thing that's going to be happening that I'm sure a lot of people will be very pleased with, that the Garner VA outpatient clinic is going to be opening a little bit later this summer.
We understand in August, and we're extremely excited about that. This is a fabulous facility right here in town limits. We'll be bringing 600 jobs to Garner, and we'll be serving thousands and thousands of our veterans. So we're really excited about this.
And where is that going to be located?
Highway 50, just south of town.
So it'll be easy to get to.
Absolutely, and close. We're on the way out. They can stop by one of our fine restaurants or grocery stores and just make themselves at home in Garner.
As our old friend Chris Edwards, who used to host this show, used to call it Garner America.
He's our man. He's labeled us for life.
Yeah, he's a great friend. Now, you mentioned stopping at the grocery store or stopping at one of the restaurants, but you're going to have a lot of things they can stop at as well in terms of a lot of shows at the Garner Performing Arts Center, too.
Well, once again, you have read the news ahead of me, Tony. We have a lot going on in our historic downtown area that we really, really love. We started this year an outdoor concert series on the front lawn of our rec center. We call it the Big Green on Main, and kicking off with the Band of Oz, your favorite beach music band, on August 15th. So everybody should come on down. It's a free event. You can even go to our social district, get an alcoholic beverage, feel like you're at the beach. We might even bring in some sand just so you feel more time.
That sounds like a great idea for the summertime, Mayor. Let's do this again next month and talk about what's going on in Garner.
We'll be delighted. Be delighted. Just tell me when and we will be there.
We will do it, Mayor. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you.